Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now, and always. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. On Friday mornings, I often go walking with a group of ladies with our dogs, and then we go for lunch at Westbury Cafe. Once a month, I come here to the coffee morning, of course. I love seeing you all in here in this lovely, warm place full of people drinking tea and eating wonderful cakes. Anyway, yesterday it was the day before, Friday, the conversation turned to Christmas cakes, and that some of us still had some of our Christmas cakes left. And the conversation went on to what we all put in our Christmas cakes. You know, the basics of flour, butter, sugar, dried fruit, spices, but then what particular flour was best, whether to use muscovado sugar or demerara, what eggs were best for it, what spices, which dried fruits, and whether to put alcohol in or not. Whatever you put in, they all come together to make this wonderful cake. Well, if you happen to like fruit cake. Some of the ingredients will be standard and needed in all fruit cakes. But some of the other items, though smaller in quantity, make just as much impact, even if you cannot see them, such as the spices that are used. All make an impact and are needed. I remember my mother used to put in glacé cherries. Some of you might sit up in horror at the thought of such a thing in a Christmas cake, but she just loved them so much that any fruit cake without glacé cherries in it would not be my mother's, bless her. So all the ingredients coming together, some being necessary for the cake to be a cake, some for the type of cake, etc., etc. And this conversation came to mind when I reread the first reading we had for today from Paul to the Corinthians. In my Bible, this section is entitled Concerning Spiritual Gifts. Now, I'm not trying to lower God's great gifts to us, his spiritual gifts, lowering them to our thoughts and hunger for Christmas cake, or indeed any cake in what should be inside them. But it helped me to reflect on how all our spiritual gifts, whatever they are, coming together in our church family to make us what we are, because we all have things which help us to show God's love and kindness to each other, to share his gospel message of love and hope for all. Because that is a spiritual gift, a gift from God that enables us to share his message. You know, for us to come here today, well, there's some of you have sorted out all the items we need for the altar table, brought along refreshments, some will have agreed to do the readings, help serve the refreshments, some will have spread the word about us meeting here today, put up posters maybe on the door of the church to warn people we're not in here today. And maybe somebody might have called by somebody's house on the way to walk here, sorted out the music, etc., etc. So many things to put together this one service here today. All of us created by God, all the things that we can do are given to us by God. All our gifts are skills. And as I say, we can use them for sharing God's gospel message, as Paul writes, our spiritual gifts. And we hear in our gospel reading today of our wedding in Cana, which would have entailed a lot of preparation. I have read that weddings during Jesus' time here on earth as a human would have been an event that would have lasted a day, 2 days, or even up to a week, I've heard. And to run out of wine would have been pretty embarrassing, to say the least. And Jesus happened to be there. Well, we can of course think, with God watching over all things, did Jesus just happen to be there? John, who wrote this gospel reading that we had, he points out that this is Jesus' first sign. His first miracle, that's such an event, is called in other Gospels. A miraculous sign, I think it said in our reading we had today. Jesus' first sign of his power from God. The first sign of Jesus' amazing spiritual gifts. Maybe God had this apart. Maybe God had this as part of his plan that it would happen at this wedding. Mary, Jesus' mother, had always known Jesus is special. Indeed, we have just celebrated in the church calendar the coming of Jesus into the world, the light that no darkness can put out. And Mary knew this, of course. And she had been waiting for Jesus to publicly show his special powers. And Jesus actually says to his mother, the time is not right. But he allows his earthly mother to guide him and prompt him. How many of us have had that? Our mothers, whoever we call our mother in our lives, encouraging us and saying, go on, you do it. And we do it and it turns out to be okay. So Jesus does turn water into wine, and the wedding embarrassment is saved, the wine being the best served. And this sign, this miracle, was also a big wake-up for the disciples to say, oh wow, we knew Jesus was special. Now this is another level he is taking it to. And this first sign, this miracle, is one that is to help someone to celebrate. I think that's really important as well, to celebrate a very special event. A new beginning between two people, a wedding. The man and the wife, two families joining together, two groups of people. What a wonderful joy that is. But it's not always easy, is it, to celebrate that coming together of people. And it certainly is something that takes care and consideration, the coming together. And from the Bible, and in another letter from Paul's letter to the to the people of Colossae and also to the people of Corinth, Paul gives the image that Jesus is the groom and that we are all the bride. So he gives us this image of a wedding which is not a real wedding that's taking place, but Jesus is the groom and all of us here, we are the bride. And in his letter that Paul writes to Ephesus, Paul writes that all people who follow Jesus, the church here on earth, are the body of Jesus, and Jesus is the head. These two strong images of coming together of people with Jesus as part of their lives. It's probably very apt that this coming week we celebrate Christian unity in the church. All people who follow Jesus, who have Jesus a part of their life, there are prayers for unity for all those people as they try to join together for harmony. Not just the various denominations, such as in the Church of England, and the Baptist Church, and the Methodist Church, and the Salvation Army, and the Quakers, etc. All Christians within these denominations and more. That we unify our love for God through Jesus and the great love Father God showed us in sending Jesus to be with us. The amazing power of the Holy Spirit. And of course, this week of Christian unity is coming during this time of Epiphany, this season of Christmastide, when we have just heard of all the various people coming to worship baby Jesus, the shepherds, the wise men, the heavenly host of angels, and all of creation is welcome. I think it is rather fitting that during this season, we have come to this decision to have some of our services here in the Village Hall, down in the village rather than up the hill in the cold church. We will be there next week, of course. The church at St. Mary Magdalene is physically up a hill. It's cold during the winter months. And that is our building, a very, very beautiful building. But we are the church, as people sitting here today. We are a mixture of all the people who make up the church. Not all of us here today, some people are off doing other things, but the people who worship Jesus, we are the church. We make up the body here in Tindrick. But before I finish, I want to confirm that, reaffirm, that I do not think our gifts, our spiritual gifts, are comparable to a Christmas cake. They're much better than that, really, aren't they? But how wonderful it is that when we all come together, how our various gifts and skills to make up this joyful gathering here today in this village hall, how wonderful it is that we get together and make this wonderful blend. Jesus may not be here with us as a human being here on earth, but he is here with us spiritually. And he will be here to answer our prayers, to help us with those things that we want to celebrate in our lives and things that we may need help with, just like at the wedding in Cana. He's very much part of our lives, and he will indeed walk with us. He will help us as we indeed help each other as we go about our daily lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.